official announcement that you need to make at this time? Okay, well,
we're back in regular session, and I believe we left off on item 6. If you could read the item, Madam Secretary.
Item 6A, Venice Aerial Structures Final Design.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the board has previously authorized us to move forward with the preliminary engineering for the Phase 2 portion of the Venice Robertson aerial structure. It's the portion that goes over Venice Boulevard and heads out towards Santa Monica. The PE work is done, and we're now ready to start the final design work for that bridge. It will be the first portion of work for the Phase 2 project, and we're recommending that the board approve $1.8 million to do that design work.
Okay, any questions or concerns? Seeing and hearing none, then without objection. That brings us to 6B.
6B, AECOM contract amendment.
Mr. Chairman, this one is relative to some of the delays, as the board is aware, that we're facing about a year delay. This would extend the AECOM contract. They provide services to us in support of the construction. We're asking for a year extension and an additional cost of $875,000 for them to provide those services.
Without objection, that will be in order.
Item 6C, Jacobs Engineering Contract Amendment.
This is very similar to the AECOM. Again, the project is a year behind schedule. We still have a lot of construction work, and we've added a lot of work as well. The Farmdale Station, as you're aware, will be added to the project, and Metro has approved some additional safety enhancement work to be done as well. So Carter Burgess provides the construction services for us out in the field. So this will basically extend their contract by a year, and we've estimated the staffing needs to support the construction out in the field at about $3 million. And so our request is for $3 million to extend the Carter Burgess contract for another year.
Any questions? If then, without objection. Next item.
6D, fiscal year 2011 interim work order with the City of Los Angeles.
This item, every year we have we work on annual work plans. It's basically for city reviews of our project. We still have the contractor still submitting design work for traffic signals and some of the later elements of work that will need to be reviewed by the city. This $500,000 is just an interim until we negotiate the remainder. The issue here primarily is that we have exceeded the city's budget on this work by over $7 million, and so we're really going to have to figure out the most efficient way of finishing off this project utilizing city resources. So I've talked to the council members on city council members on the board here, and have kind of developed a plan where we would set up a meeting with all the heads of the departments to try to figure out how we can best manage the remainder the most cost-effective way we possibly can.
Well, I agree that that's the best way to do that. And so just let me know so that I can participate. I'm sure that Mr. Parks and Ms. Perry would want to be of assistance as well. Any objections to that item? Okay, then without objection, that'll be the order. Continue.
6E, Contract Package A2, Civil, Street Improvements, Storm Drain, and Sanitary Sewer Contract Amendment.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, as I've indicated before, this is design work, the final design work, and the actual construction the cost of construction for the storm drain and sanitary sewer work for package A2. It consists of several things. One is the final storm and sewer work. It also includes finishing up the station finishes, and one of the bigger elements is the final design of all the curb returns and dual ADA ramps in that particular segment. Again, this is the work necessary to finish up those items. We've negotiated a lump sum fixed price for that work at $2,204,185.
Okay, then without objection, that'll be the order. Next item.
6F, contract package A5, revision to the I-110 freeway shoulders contract amendment.
This item has to deal with some work on the 110 freeway. As you're aware, we had to tear down the bridge over the 110 freeway. In order to do that, we had to move some of the traffic lanes into the shoulders. Our design initially called for temporary AC paving in that area in order to save money. Caltrans standards have now changed, and they now require permanent pavement in that area, which is concrete.
When did their standards change?
Eric, do you know when they actually changed that? During the design at 60%, they made a comment to us that they required concrete. And we tried to argue and convince them that we could use the temporary asphalt, but in the end we couldn't get them to agree, and we had to move the project forward. The cost of that was $895,990.
All right. Then without objection, that'll be deemed approved. Next.
6G. Contract package B1, sanitary sewer contract amendment.
Again, like segment A, this is the final design work and negotiated cost for this work. As the item indicates, it includes all of the sanitary sewer work to finish up contract package B1. Page 2, the bullet points indicates, I won't read through all of them, but there's a list, and we've identified all the things that still need to be done to complete that sanitary sewer work in B1. Total cost has been negotiated at $1,166,900. I recommend approval of that.
Okay. Then without objection, it's been moved. Or I'll let you say that. I'm sorry to do it your job.
6H, contract package A3, waterline and drainage contract amendment.
And very similar to the previous ones, this is the final work. Package A3 is the trench itself, trench structure. We had to relocate water lines and had drainage improvements that had to be made in that area. We've negotiated a cost to finish that work at
$389,881. Questions or concerns, that'll be the order.
6I, contract package E1, Pico Station modifications and Flower Street improvements, contract amendment.
This is almost all of the work necessary to complete package E1. E1 is the portion of work basically along Flower Street from the existing Pico Station all the way out to the Washington Junction with the Blue Line. We're doing a lot of work in that area, including complete reconstruction of Washington and Flower intersections. This also includes modifications to the Pico Station that were required by Fire Life Safety, as well as enhancements along Flower Street to landscape the medians and put additional signage in. And that work element has been negotiated at $2,721,861. There still will be more work coming as soon as the design is complete. We still have traffic signals and streetlights along that. And once that design is complete and we've negotiated, we'll come back to the board.
When do we anticipate completion?
Eric, do you know when that final portion of that?
We're still working with the city to work out some issues with some of the landscaping along the sidewalk areas there. So pending that, I would hope we'd get that resolved probably in the next 4 to 6 weeks, and then we'd be able to come back with any additional costs at that time.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Parks.
Let me ask you, do you have any idea what the additional costs will be as a ballpark?
Not at this point in time, no. I mean, we're really trying to work out exactly what it is we need to build to support some of the landscaping elements. So until we figure out exactly what that is, it's pretty hard to quantify what those costs are, so we don't have
But the way you've segmented the work, it doesn't stop what's been agreed on to get moving.
Exactly.
One of the things that we still have to come back with and is we had intended to do landscaping in the sidewalk area, and because of all the utilities, we can't... they're so shallow, we can't get the original landscaping that we propose, so we're going to have to have some sort of modification.
Okay, then, without objection, that'll be deemed approved. That brings us to what, Madam Secretary?
6J, Contract Package B2, Power Line Relocations at Thorndale, Change Order.
This item is relating to the new Farmdale station that the PUC just approved. We need to get all the conduits in and get the – there's power lines that are in the way of the station. There's also power lines and overhead power lines in the way of our catenary power system. They all need to go underground. This authorizes the work to get that done. We need to do it before we can get the track work and other things proceeding, and the cost of $881,000. $150. Now, I should say that or mention that the LADWP will be responsible for quite a bit of this cost, and we'll seek reimbursement of this cost once we've identified what's their portion and what's our portion.
Okay, Mr. Really Thomas. Oh. Sorry, Rick.
So we will work to segregate what's our cost and what's LADWP's and what's theirs. We'll seek reimbursement.
Okay. Then without – oh, Mr. Parks.
Let me ask you, is there a process to get that reimbursement? And the other issue is, as you're moving forward, is DWP working with you on any issues that they can underground at the same time that they're working on the line? Or is other – electrical poles are in the area.
Eric, maybe you can...
I mean, to this point in time, working with LADWP, we haven't seen a lot of, you know, merging our projects in with any undergrounding that they have. I don't expect because they didn't have any plans to do undergrounding in a number of these areas. I will state this work here is basically undergrounding the lines there. It was the only place that we could take them to move them, so this would be a complete underground relocation here for this segment.
But you're opening the street up pretty wide. I'm just wondering if they've not looked at other opportunities that are maybe not directly impacting the line to be able to do other improvements.
Not to this point in time. They have not done that.
Thank you.
Okay. On this, it'll be a unanimous vote with Mr. Riley Thomas abstaining. Okay. Madam Secretary, next item.
7A, monthly project status update.
Mr. Olson will give this portion of the presentation.
Moving to the first slide. We'll go to our construction photos. This is the work that's being done at the junction with the Long Beach Blue Line at Washington Avenue. So we've installed all of the track work through there that's needed to take the Expo trains off of the existing Long Beach Blue Line yard up line onto the Expo line.
Are those hoses or pipes that they're gonna are they gonna be exposed like that all
no.
the time?
No, we will come back and put an AC cap over the top.
Okay.
This is the canopy work at the La Brea Aerial Station. So since we rock the false work there. Things are moving along nicely with the station construction. This is the beginning of the construction work at the plaza for the La Cienega station, so we're beginning the grading necessary to go ahead and start putting down the plaza floor. We're completing the track installation. This is the final pieces as we move to the west from Biona Creek on to Venice Robertson. So we're hoping to wrap the track work up for the FFP contract by the end of this month. Next. And this is the work at the Venice Robertson Aerial Station. This is work being done by Balfour Beatty Infrastructure. So false work is up, and we're beginning the rebar installation for the pouring of the bridge itself. Moving on to issues, the contractor's latest schedule shows a 54-week project delay, basically now forecasting substantial completion in early May of next year. Still, there's a number of issues out there that could still impact the schedule, which includes getting final approval on the traffic signals designs and the controllers programmed, the blue line tie-in, which includes the incorporation of the automatic train protection, completion of the Farmdale crossing, a storage and inspection facility, and the La Cienega parking structure. As far as the budget is concerned, to date we've executed approximately $475 million in contracts with FFP, which is within the overall construction allowance of $502.8. But again, we have significant elements of risk out there to the budgets, and any time we would go over this budget, we would then have to transfer money from our project reserve. Some of the elements that are outstanding that propose this risk are the station and inspection facility, completing these civil improvements along Flower between Washington and Pico Station, the incorporation of the Farmdale Station, completion of the work at the Venice Robertson Aerial Station, and then finalizing any additional construction costs for design modifications between the 85 to 100% completion level. Also, there's other budget line items that are at risk due to some of the current delays. That's the third-party review costs as well as our professional services costs. As we reported last month, we are still conducting a full budget evaluation for Phase 1 that includes the trends and the forecast for completion. We did have an initial value engineering group convened to look at possible cost-saving measures, which included Expo staff, two outside industry experts, as well as Metro to look at cost-saving measures.
And are they still meeting, or is this a process? Will you then come back to us, give us their suggestions to ensure that we authorize any of those changes?
That is correct. We are now in the process of taking these ideas, putting them into a format that we can go back and determine which appear to be feasible from staffs, and then any changes would come back to this board. And then we're also looking at packaging remaining work elements into separate bid packages so we can take advantage of the current competitive bidding climate. We think we can get better prices with competitive bidding than some of the negotiations we're having with the contractor.
Is there any way we can estimate or guesstimate what number, what we might save? I mean, construction costs are down. Is there any way we can forecast that, or we won't know till we actually put it out to bid?
We could try to forecast, but we really won't know because some of this is pretty specialized work, and we won't know how many bidders. Obviously, the more bidders, the more competitive it will be. So, I'd hesitate to try to guess at this point. We just believe that...
There's some hard costs like, sticks and mortars and steel and things like that that cost X amount, at the past. The going rate now is whatever it is.
Yeah. We could attempt to do that. We think it may be in, the 10 to 15% range. That would mean about a $5 to $8 million saving, roughly.
Continue.
Phase two, we continue working closely with our two design build teams as they advance the preliminary engine design. We're actually looking to get the draft submittals from both teams this month to evaluate those, again, with the final submittal coming in November. We're working closely with stakeholders along the alignment, including Metro, the City of L.A., and the City of Santa Monica. We continue our outreach efforts with stakeholders along the alignment as part of Phase 2.
Okay.
And with that, I conclude my presentation.
Okay. Any questions, concerns? Okay. Scott?
Yes. Thanks very much for talking with me before about the potential for the inclusion of a pedestrian overcrossing at Bennett. I'd appreciate it if you could look at any ways that you can to keep the cost as low as possible so that it might be included. I think from a safety standpoint, it will be an important thing to incorporate, but I, of course, trust your judgment. So.
Okay. Thanks for trying.
Okay.
Okay. Madam Secretary, what's next?
7B, Contractor Local Jobs Program and DPE update.
If they would please come forward. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and board members. Robert Long, Deputy Project Manager for FFP. The local jobs numbers for the month for FFP, we had a total of 30,481 man-hours. Of those, 12,473 were local jobs for a total of 40.9%. On our subcontractors, we had a total of 25,000 man-hours. 7,181 were local residents for a total of 28.7. That brings us to a grand total for the month of 55,519. 19,655 were local residents for a total of 35.4 for the month. Our cumulative numbers to date, FFP is at 32.7% overall. Our subcontractors are at 22.4 overall, for a total combined of 27.5 overall.
When are we going to, get to the point where we make our mark?
We are inching toward that, and we're actually tracking pretty close with our projections to get to the 30%. We go up about a half a percent, basically, every month on our overall cumulative percent. So that's tracking basically over the next 4 or 5 months. We hope to be at that level.
Was it 30 or 35?
30. 30 is the projection, sir. And the goal. Sorry. On the worker percentages, just based on number of bodies on the job, new workers, FFP hired 3 new. One was a local member, 33.3%. On subcontractors, we hired 32 total workers. 8 of those were locals for a total of 25%. 35 hired this month, 9 locals for 25.7%. Our overall cumulative to date numbers, 32.7% for FFP, subcontractors at 15.6 for a total of 18.7 based on number of workers. Our DBE participation to date, design services to date, we're at 24.94%, which is basically right at our projected level as design is finishing up. Professional services, we're currently at 25.95. We're expecting to hit about 28.75. Construction, currently we're 18.6. We're projecting overall, based on the values we have currently, 17.05. Then we added a new column that kind of gives us an overall total. So currently we're at 20.28% when all those are combined. The projection would be about 19.5%.
No, it just looks like slowly but surely you are moving in the right direction. And I could assure you that this authority would not be angry with you if you get above 30, okay?
On local jobs, I believe we'll be pretty much on target. And I just wanted to make a few quick comments on the combined percentages. There are a few things right now that, depending on how negotiations go with the authority, there are some DBE dollars that are not reflected in our current projections right now. So if those negotiate out at the values we built, it just moves us closer to the 20%, obviously. So, as those develop, we'll be able to update our numbers further.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Okay, Madam Secretary.
Item 8, CEO comments.
I have...
Make it riveting.
I will, and it'll be very short, but I do beg your indulgence for just a second. This is our third year working with the L.A. Public Works intern, high school intern program. It's a six-week program where we bring in an intern to try to introduce them to transit construction design and that sort of thing. We brought him here today. Navpreet, if you could please stand up. Navpreet Singh is a senior at Hamilton High School. And he's been doing a great job for us, and we're happy to have him. He's going to be a senior this year, and encourage him to go into engineering as his field of choice.
Well, good luck to you, young man. We've just been joined by Director Perry. Okay. Is that...
That's it, yes. Completes my remarks.
Okay. Are there any comments by board, Mr. Parks?
I just want to ask, I think we talked about this before, and particularly with the approval of Phase 2 moving, that we were supposed to get something back on the careers policy and local hire. Is that in the mix? Because we have at least three speakers talk about the PLA, and I understood that these two programs are within our purview, that we don't have to go out negotiated. The PLA might take some time. I'm just wondering, when will we see those two issues?
It's our intent to bring the construction careers policy back to the board at the next meeting for consideration, and then probably within the following month or so, recommended PLA.
Now, both the local hire and the construction careers, they have a dollar attachment.
Well, the construction careers program basically has two elements to it. One's the local hiring, which is very similar to our current program, 30% from the local community, 10% of that disadvantage. But we also have added an apprenticeship program where the prime contractor would be required to bring on at least five and sponsor five new apprenticeships from the local community and get them involved in a construction career program.
Okay, but we need to have that formulated before the contractor, whoever's chosen, can include that in their overall program.
That's correct,
program.
And that's why we want to bring it next month to the board.
Thank you.
And then once, assuming the board approved that, we would then incorporate it into the contract.
See, no questions or concerns. Authority, attorney, we don't have to make any announcements where it relates to closed session. We're done. Madam Secretary, is there any more business before this board?
There is not, Mr. Chair.
Then we are adjourned.